as to how you came up with it. And so again, I want to say the performances are this Saturday, May 6th at 7:30 and mm-hmm. Sunday, May 7th at 3 p.m. at the Body Vox Dance Center located 1201 Northwest 17th Avenue in Portland. And again, more information, Love for Urban Arts with the number 444.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much for tuning in to News from the Boo. And as I say, Kitchen Table Conversations is next.
Listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 6 o'clock, and coming up next is Kitchen Table Conversations. Hey, Jenna here from Pacific Underground, the show where Asians and Pacific Islanders tell our stories and unpack the issues impacting our communities. Tune in this Friday, May 5th at 9 a.m., where we're going to be talking about how the month of May is Asian and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. While having an entire month is exciting for some, it's a complete eye roll for others. So tune in this Friday to hear the Pacific Underground crew unpack the complexity of the terms Asian and Pacific Islander and debate the benefits of having a Heritage Month all to ourselves. I personally could do without it. Again, that's Pacific Underground this Friday, May 5th at 9 a.m. right here on 90.7 FM KBOO, your community radio station.
Dear listeners, KBOO turns 50 next year, and we're having a great time planning all the special events, special programming, and other celebrations of our radical, revolutionary legacy. We will be highlighting important moments in KBOO history and would like your input. Please go to kboo.fm/OHSSurvey2017 to tell us your thoughts about your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
Stuff's been heavy on my mind and heavy on my chest lately, so look at the world around us, man, it's crashing and it's burning. Got me praying to the Lord for better days and deep discernment. I'm not nosy, I'm observant. I acknowledge I ain't perfect. Trying to turn the other cheek and trying to be the bigger person. But it's easier than said, it's all reflecting in my head. No more dwelling on the past and being worried about what's next. It's like I'm on my last breath and with a noose around my neck. And it's day and age to reach this age, it really is a blessing. Oppression and depression got me stressing with this lesson. Is God trying to tell me something? If he isn't, what's the message? I'm trying to get this money for my brother who's a college kid. Crying to myself like thank the Lord. Lord God, he really did it. Leading by example wasn't hard, and plus I dated women. Taught them all I know, and 2 years later, I'm an auntie figure.
Hello, once again. It's been a whole month, and here I am once again. This is Mary Postal with Kitchen Table Conversations. I have a whole bunch of people in studio right now, so I'm not going to... They'll introduce themselves when it's time, because y'all know that I get frustrated real quick, so, you know. anyway, so, yes, that was my friend, Crystal Hennessy the Goon. Let me just jump right in. First and foremost, Tony, I know you're out there. Let me send a shout out. How you doing? I hope you're listening this time. Okay, so... first, let's start with you. Why don't you introduce who you are and what you do?
Hello, everyone. My name is Preeti Shah. I'm representing the City Repair Project today. I'm one of the core team members, and I'm here to promote our annual event, the Village Building Convergence, which is coming up. Whoop, whoop. This year, the dates are June 2nd through the 11th. You can find all of our information on villagebuildingconvergence.com. I will repeat that often. But my name is Preeti, and I'm excited to talk about our community-based projects. We do all sorts of things. We really help neighbors and community centers and all sorts of people to come together and create a project in the public right-of-way.
When you guys out there, when you see them, the murals in the street, them big, bright, beautiful colored things drawn, these are... Here's
That's
who
what
coordinates
we help
it.
Facilitate.
They coordinate the Alberta neighborhoods area. To get that done.
In Alberta,
I've always wondered.
Southeast.
I've always wondered where
Fourth
they came
the
from.
Cheese, yep.
It's kind of like the crop circles.
Right.
They just happened one day.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Well, City Repair has been around for 20 years, and so we've had projects that have happened all over the east side, out in Gresham. We have some in Southwest, but very few, mostly around PSU. Mm-hmm. So over our 20 years, we have something like 300 plus projects that we've done.
That's wonderful.
And every year we help organize anywhere between like 30 to 40 projects.
That's great.
Anything from, street paintings, gardens, cob benches, community centers. This year we're helping a lot with two houseless villages. We're helping with the Right to Dream 2, helping with their move, as well as the first all-women's houseless village that's going to be set up in Kenton.
Okay. All righty. Yeah. That's where it was. I was trying to explain to somebody one day, just recently, that I had gone by somewhere and saw...
Did you see the tiny houses?
I did. And I was like, I couldn't remember where I saw it. Now I remember. It was Kenton. That's right.
Kenton, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, when I met you, you had come into my apartments, and you know, my listeners know that I advocate for my neighborhood a lot, mainly the youth and, you know, the underprivileged, simply because they don't really have the same types of
access
to things that other people may have.
Right.
But however, you had you were there, and I was introduced to you, and I was going to work more on the project.
Don't worry, we'll get you in.
We'll say
what.
The logistics of it, but I decided not to. Everybody, it's not a secret. My mind. So sometimes it just doesn't work out for me. But however, I still will be there, and you have my hands when I'm okay.
Yeah.
But
this year we're definitely really excited to work in Cathedral Gardens, right around Pierpock, up at that tippy top area up in St. John's. And we have been working with the community there for the last few months. We have a project called Kaboom Play Everywhere Challenge, where we got a grant actually to do some great project installations and art ways that help inspire kids to play on their way to school as a way to create safety and walking groups, as well as to kind of stimulate and excite that neighborhood to get walking and get talking to each other. So we've got a cool mural going in. We have a bunch of cool little art installations, like a kiosk that you can play music on, and another one that you can, you know, send your friend like a wish message. It'll say like, oh, I wish that my friend Lisa will do good on her test today. So we kind of have all these really cool installations, all designed by the kids, by the neighborhood, by the community.
So cool. I went to a couple of the meetings.
In
the very beginning of it, I had gone to a couple of meetings, and it was really great. I was like, you know what? That's a really great project. It really is. It's nice to see people come into my neighborhood and do things like that, because for a long time, the neighborhood over there was kind of left out of things, you know, kind of stood alone in its own little area. But so it's nice to see that people are coming and they stick with it, and they're there. And I'm really excited see the things going on. I got to see the posters that they were making, and what is it, the carrot tree? Or the alien carrot cookie tree? Absolutely.
What?
That's the kids. That's what they wanted.
That's their imagination.
Right. So, and I got to see the different spaces that were able to be used up or could be used.
Right. The first mural of the only cookie tree in Portland that I know of.
Alien
cookie tree that I know
carrot
of.
Cookie tree.
It's coming to Portland, Oregon, June 3rd.
Where is it going to be?
It's going to be up near Pier Park in St. John's.
Pier Park.
Right up there. Everything, you can find all the information on villagebuildingconvergence.com.
Absolutely.
Villagebuildingconvergence.com.
Or is it just a website?
The website has the phone number and everything. If you want to email for questions, it's just info@cityrepair.org. We're all over Facebook, Village Building Convergence, I think Portland, Oregon, City Repair Project, Portland, Oregon. We update constantly. We're always looking for volunteers, for groups to come out, for performances and dancers, perhaps, to come.
Volunteers are online, too. Right?
Yes.
All that information.
Yes. All the information is there. This is our busy, fun season, and what we're hoping to do with the VBC is really kind of jumpstart a lot of community input in the neighborhood. So not only are these projects happening in St. John's, but there's a bunch in Southeast, plenty in Northeast. We're out in it's almost in deep Southeast as well, too. And we would love for people just to look on the website and be like, oh, this garden or mural intersection is happening like a couple blocks from me, so why don't I just go out there and get my hands dirty for a couple of days.
So what's the criteria to get a mural in your area?
To get a mural, so we take applications in the fall, and we help work with the community from January to May to help plan and design the mural.
Okay.
And then
okay.
to come out and paint it, there's no requirements. You just show up on the times that they're doing a work party,
okay.
and you meet all your people, and meet all your friends.
Great
and,
way to meet the people around
yeah,
you.
Yeah, definitely.
Not somebody
yeah.
who knows your neighbors.
Yeah.
So, say the dates again so that people
June
know.
June 2nd through the 11th, Village Building Convergence. Around you, and that's really important, you know, as we move forward. You know, in America, we're told that we're only supposed to interact with a certain amount of space,
right.
these boxes that we put ourselves in, and the street in front of us is actually supposed to have minimal interaction. Well, instead, we're asking people to gather there and celebrate each other and to know each other
right.
and to know who's got kids and know who's elderly and may need some support and, you know, to try to create connections that way because, you know, if there's an emergency that happens in the city, the people that you will want to depend on are your neighbors.
Absolutely.
So better to meet out of Absolutely. Kindness and excitement than out of emergency.
Absolutely. So to all of you out there, let me say, you know, I usually do my monthly challenge at the end of the show, but I'll do it right now. And my
yes.
monthly challenge is to come and to support these youth and mm-hmm. city repair to do these projects with the neighborhoods. So there's my challenge for you.
Awesome.
Go shake a hand and meet a friend.
Yeah.
And beautify a neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go, folks out there. Again, the website?
VillageBuildingConvergence.com.
And there it is there. Can you spell that out for them?
VillageBuilding. Oh my God, Convergence. CONVERGENCE.com. Check
okay.
me.
Okay. Yeah. If you punch that in, it'll come up.
It'll come up.
Oh,
you'll
see
it.
It
is, yeah.
Oh.
I carry that.
There we go. Look at that.
Or if that's too long, just evencityrepair.org. It's everywhere.
Yeah, there's
Sweet.
Links.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you came and were able
yeah.
to
Thank
come
you
out
so
and
much.
Be on the radio. Absolutely. Before I came into the studio here, are you going to be staying with us?
I have to get to another meeting.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. At 6:30, I remember. So...
But I really want to say thank you so much, Mary, for having
Absolutely.
Me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, and I appreciate you coming. Thank
yeah,
you very
no
much.
Yeah.
So before I came into the studio, there were some young ladies that were speaking. And you must excuse me. I barely got to meet you guys before I came into the studio. So could you go one more time around and say your names? I'll start. My name is Mary. And I'm the host of the show, and I'm just a regular person like you.
Go ahead.
My name is Sanjana, and I'm a dancer in the show.
My name is Ina, and I'm also a dancer in the show.
My name is Natalie, and I'm a dancer / artist / singer in the
okay.
show.
My name is Raquel, but the people here like to call me Rocky, and I am a dancer.
What do you like to be called?
So, for people that I know personally.
That means Rocky.
My family, I like to be called Raquel, but mostly everyone else calls me Rocky, so.
Is that what you like to be called, Rocky?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm Helene, and I'm also one of the many dancers in the show.
Okay. So, for my ignorance, because I didn't get to really hear That's you fine. Guys talk about what you do, so why don't you tell me, what is it, the show that you guys do? Tell me about it.
Go for it, Rocky.
So basically what our show is, it's about the history of hip-hop, and it takes you through the time eras, different eras, working its way up to the generation right now and the present. And it's a really cool way to experience the past through dance and the hip-hop culture.
Mm, absolutely. Anybody else got something to say? You're very well-versed, young lady.
She is.
So, can you get in a little bit more depth into it so the listeners...
So, once again, I'm Ms. V. I'm the director of the show and also director of Love for Urban Art. And so she, first, before I go any further, she said her family, but we are her hip-hop family, too.
Right.
And the reason why they have a second name is when... Like back in the day when gangs were good back in the day, protect each other. It was different. It was different. But you were there for each other, and you gave each other names and blessings. And so each one of these have been blessed with a different name. Yeah. So
okay.
That's that. But yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got Raquel, you got Rochelle.
I like Rocky.
Rocky. So, but about the history of hip-hop themselves. Bottom line, we come from the suburbs. I didn't grow up in the suburbs, but with every dream, like back in the day, because I came from Fresno, California, that's what I said in Dell's show. Back in the day, everybody wants to try and make it, you know, try and get out. Not in sports, not in rap, but like I did what I could. I did what I had to. You know, grandma watching you, hanging out in the garage with your friends, just back in the day, really nice and raw, right? But just because you're in the suburbs doesn't mean you can't learn,
right?
You know, abolish the ignorance. And how do you do that? You do it by getting involved,
absolutely,
getting interested, having that conversation. We're not yelling anything out. Like I said, I have like this short video out there of the girls and what we're doing, and it's pretty much having the conversation, not telling you this is what you need to think, this is how you need to be, but like this is what happened, this is truth, right? Here's an alternate, because you know people are blind and maybe it's not intentional, they just don't know. And the youth of today, they're listening to music, in my opinion, this is my opinion, of what they think they're liking, but they don't even know how much they're being fed to like it.
Right.
So break that cycle. Let them critically think about what they're listening to.
Absolutely.
That's the bottom line.
Absolutely.
Yeah? So.
So, what is it, a group through a school, or is it, I mean, are you guys like...
Independently.
Independently.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. I like that.
Yeah.
Are there certain ages? Is it
just range? For my sanity? I usually
sanity?
Work well with 10 and older. I've tried with, you know, younger, but there's a lot of crying going on, and it just,
you know what?
I got a lot of love.
I completely understand.
Do you? Okay,
my youngest child
Mary.
Is 15, and man, I'm trying to keep it there and above.
It's
yes,
true.
I get
it's
it.
True.
Yeah, I like to work with the youth, especially the youth nowadays. They like myself, when I was growing up, I was really misunderstood, and I felt alone a lot. So there was no like avenues, like this is an avenue for you guys. There was no avenues like that for myself back in those days. You know, the people that were the avenue were the people that you had the problem with back when I was growing up. So I didn't have that. So it was so wonderful when I see things like this. Tell me, what's your name again?
Ina. Ina.
That's pretty. What has this done for you?
So this is not only just a dance class. This is also a way to learn things, to learn the background of hip hop and the full on culture. Even the graffiti and the music aspect of it. And through this show, we learn a lot about the sufferings and the situations that people have gone through to get to where they are now. So it's just, it's beyond to just listening to the music and just liking it. It's more of learning and knowing the history.
My daughter would love to speak to you guys. She would really enjoy it. She took a seminar on Tupac.
Oh, sweet.
And did a speech on Tupac. So she's really into, you know, these kind of things. And me, myself, I like spoken word poetry and things like that. So these kinds of activities are, you know, they're wonderful for me.
Spoken word. Shout out to John Slaughter. He's a poetry. He does spoken words on Sunday nights. Big support. They've had him. Yeah. They've had him in, too.
Okay.
So that's another thing we do, is we try to bring people in to help influence. Mm-hmm. Because it's more than just one person, right? It's
absolutely
a community. So.
Absolutely. It takes a village to raise a child. And that's
sure,
an old saying from when I was, before I was born. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm old. well, not really, but
I'm right there with you.
Yeah. I happen to enjoy my age, and I think it's great. You know, I love being the age that I am, and I'm 43, and I love it.
Okay.
And I get along, and I understand the youth of today.
Yeah.
And people who do, they're very few and far between.
Yep.
Our youth today have so many issues that they face when it comes to school, when it comes to, you know, your peers, mm-hmm. home problems. You know, I mean, I had issues at home. My parents made me mad too. You mm-hmm. know, mm-hmm. sometimes I couldn't stand them. I wish they weren't my mom and dad. I mean, that's just that's just it's the reality, though. You know, you get mad. You're not my mom. I mean, it hurts, but it happens, you know. However, not everybody has the ability to be able to get it and, mm-hmm. and get what's going on. Whether you come from the suburbs or you come from the hood,
yeah.
you know, mm-hmm. it's not always necessarily where you come from. However, if you are one of those ignorant people who live in a higher level
yep.
and are not willing to see through somebody else's eyes, then that's where the problem lies.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I lived a really rough life. And so I learned and I pride myself on having the ability to see life through many eyes, many lenses at one time. So I can see it through mine. I can see it through yours. I can see quickly, you know, and that comes from things that have gone on in my life that have, you know, made me have to think like that. But it's not something that is around very often nowadays.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And because of my life, I've been able to be who I am today and support youth today with the misunderstandings that they have. And I will have to say, and this is my opinion, and as everybody out there knows, I will tell what I feel. Our generation is lacking
yeah.
when it comes to your generation. Mm-hmm.
We have
not paved the golden path for you. We have failed,
mm-hmm.
and we are continuing to fail. But I, for myself, I can only speak for me and the things that I do. But I can promise and I can guarantee that I will do what I am capable of doing to make sure that your guys' future is better than my future was. Because, you know, if we don't do that, all this that you're doing is not going to mean anything.
Right.
So I beg that all of you out there, you know, pay attention to these young ladies. You know, they're good kids and they're out there. Where's your show at?
It'll be at Body Vox in Northwest Portland.
You have the address. I don't.
1201, I think, Northwest 17th. I might be getting that wrong, but Google it.
There you go.
Body Vox, right near, underneath the freeway, I-405. So.
Right on. So, if there was like a moral or, you know, one certain thing that you can actually say that doing this project or doing things like this has taught you, personally, mm-hmm. for your personal well-being and life, like, I'll start. I am a recluse. Mm-hmm. I don't really like to go out into public and be around a whole bunch of people I don't know. And that's something that I'm trying to overcome. But I try to at least go out once a day. You know what I'm saying? So the time that I've spent here in Portland since I've been home, I came back to Portland in 2000, has taught me that it's okay to meet somebody and say hi, and it's okay. Not everybody is there to hurt you. Mm-hmm. And it took me a long time to get that, you know what I'm saying, for myself. It really did. But I finally got it, and I struggle with it every day. So whatever you guys do is forming how you see your future and how you will grow up. Lessons are learned in everything that you do in life, no matter big, small, It doesn't matter. And in the projects that you do with this, what are the lessons that have taught you? What has it taught you as far as personally within your own being? I'm talking to you.
Oh, me. Okay. So through doing this whole project, I've definitely learned to like look into things with a different sense, to not just put it in my way or my perspective, because there's always more than one perspective to look at.
Mm-hmm.
So through this whole project, I've seen what hip hop has like become from where it started and how it like how it grew into what it is right now. And as a person who usually listens to music just because I like it, or like just because I really want to, and I don't pay attention to lyrics or any of the background behind it, it definitely did teach me to look into the lyrics or to like think about the background of the artist to really find out what they did and what like how they grew and all that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how you guys were raised, and that's not for me to know, but I know that sometimes you're raised one way and then you see something else, and you know, you either kind of forget how you were raised, and you know, you become rich or whatever, and then it's like, okay, well, mm-hmm. now you're rich, and you don't remember that when you were young, you know, you were hungry one day
yeah.
because your parents couldn't feed you. You know, I don't know if any of you went through that. I'm just saying,
yeah.
In general. So, for young ladies like yourselves, I applaud you to come and to give something like this so much meaning and so much heart, because hip hop nowadays is a language
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
to the youth. And I believe that, you know, back when I was growing up, the music, the lyrics, it meant something. It was a story.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you pay attention to the lyrics of hip-hop today and not just say that's a bunch of mess, you have to really pay attention, because it's just yeah. a different form of somebody expressing themselves. It's just a different way of saying the words.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can say it country, you can say it in hip-hop, you can say it in rap. It's just a different way of, you know, saying that the words that don't need to even be said. But yeah. today's generation is a big hip-hop generation.
Yeah.
And I applaud you guys for taking the time in your lives to allow this into your life and to come together and, you know, not only have fun, but you're learning mm-hmm. about things that are important. You know, you're learning about where this is actually coming from.
Yeah.
You know, how did it get here? Just one day, somebody wake up and be like, okay, well, and then this world of hip hop was
yeah.
made. You know, there's right struggles right. behind it, and
yeah.
there's, and you know, a lot of big hip hop artists today did come from struggling families. Not all of them, but a lot of them did.
Mm-hmm.
And I have this big thing, you know, don't forget your roots.
Yep.
Don't forget where
yep.
you come
Amen.
From.
Yep.
Because without those roots, the tree's not there.
Yeah.
It doesn't stand.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, look into your hip hop artists
yeah.
and make sure that who you're listening to and who you're praising for their work is giving back to the community, that they're, you know, doing something in a positive way. And stay on the same track that you guys are on. It's an awesome road that you guys are on right now, and I have to applaud you very much so. Coming from somebody, y'all don't know me, but just if you did, you would know what I'm saying. Coming from somebody like myself,
yeah.
It's great to see you guys coming together like that. It's kind of weird, but you know,
you,
I was a model for a long, long time.
Wow.
I was a runway model mm-hmm. and beauty queen the whole bit. But life has a hell of a way to take a turn sometimes. So be aware, you know, stay doing what you're doing now. Don't veer off the path. You know, don't allow the things out there to distract you from what you're doing and learning right now. Okay? Because you don't want to be the beauty queen and then turn out to be the evil steps sister or wicked queen and all crumpled up,
yeah.
because that's what happens when you let life run you down like that
yeah.
and you stay positive. So, you know, I would love to see your guys' show. I don't get out very often, but I do go out with my daughter, so maybe we'll come and see you guys one day.
Yeah. We'll have tickets for
great.
You.
My, she comes, well, when she can, she's working now, so my daughter Marshalia also comes onto the show and hosts with me sometimes, so you guys didn't get to meet her, but I would really, really love if you guys could, because she would really like you guys. She'd probably want to get in it. And you know, she's very musical, and you know, she's got a great voice, and the whole bit. She's the music one of the family.
Nice.
You know,
nice.
And she's got a very old soul, so she's like old school, you know, and likes hip hop and can combine them together. It's kind of neat.
I love it.
I like my daughter's style. She's kind of tight. I kind of like her. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
I appreciate you guys coming. Is there any last things that you guys want to say to anybody out there?
You want to do any shout outs to anybody?
Hey!
I love you, Mom!
Yeah. So,
go ahead.
I guess going back to what you're saying about your roots, I think it's just really important to remember where you came from, and also not just the family by blood, but the family that you were given to your community.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm glad.
All of these girls in our hip hop company, it's at the beginning, we didn't really know each other that well, but we've gotten so close together, even though we're like a wide range of ages,
we
can really come together and understand each other, and I think it's just really great to remember those types of people as you grow up and maybe go your separate ways.
You know what? How old are you, honey?
I'm 11.
You know what? I don't speak with my family. I haven't talked to my family in many, 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 many years, and it's okay. That's okay. I've gotten over the hurt with it. But I have a saying, and blood only makes you related.
Yeah.
It doesn't make you family. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So just because somebody has the same blood as you does not mean that they're your family. They're just related to you. Family is a mindset.
Yeah.
It comes from the heart. It's with love. And that's you almost made me cry when you said that, just to let you know. And I don't cry very often. But yeah, so just keep that attitude and keep that positivity up.
So for me, going off of like your roots thing, I very well know my roots. I know like all about my dad's side of the family. I know all about my mom's side of the family. But for me, through this whole process, I've been discovering that there is so much more that I can do with myself, and there's so much more I can do with my own knowledge and understanding. Like this is only given me more knowledge about important things that have happened through hip hop history and how they are deeply affecting my generation. But sometimes people don't understand that. Like me being a white girl in suburban Portland, people will be like, oh, you don't know anything about hip hop because you look like this, or you shouldn't know anything about hip hop.
That's when you school them real quick.
Yeah, yeah. This I'm talking about one person in particular, and he knows who he is. But I just want to say that I do know a lot about hip hop now more than ever. One of my biggest role models, actually, through this whole thing, more recently, has become Erykah Badu.
Mm-hmm.
Getting to know her flow and her style and how she like closely relates to me, and I've fallen in love with it. I'm falling in love even more with the roots of hip hop and how I can connect with them in some aspects, not necessarily the more of the struggles, which might sound bad now that I hear it, but
nothing sounds bad.
It's okay.
I understand.
But I love that I have this brand new intelligence and understanding that I never knew that I could have.
And that was the key word. You have an understanding.
Yeah.
You know, you're not ignorant of the fact that you're not. You did. It's not that you're not the same.
Yeah.
You didn't come from the same place as somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You're the same. You're a human being. You bleed red blood. You have a heart. So, you know, when somebody says that to you, they're being stereotypical.
Absolutely.
And see, I can say that. They're being stereotypical.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's what I try not to do here, because for me, there are no stereotypes. I have an international family. You know, my kids are of all different nationalities. Mm-hmm. And I think it's beautiful. It doesn't matter as long as you're not ignorant of the fact.
Yeah.
You know, you can come from, be the Queen of England and be that person, but then don't forget that these people here also, they're, you know, you can still be intermingling with people who aren't the, you know, the queen or royalty or whatever, whatnot. You don't have to, you know. And so, yeah, that's important. And yeah. I'm glad that you brought that up. Did you want to say something?
No.
I just want to say that I'm myself coming from a different background of, in my opinion, very blind and ignorant people. This production really helped me to see different angles of history. You don't just see the surface of the water, you gotta go deeper. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this is really important, and we need to show it to our new generation and the generations that are gonna see our production, that it's important to know your history and mm-hmm. to know how everything happened.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, it is. Just there, I completely lost what I was going to say.
Okay. So
to all you listeners out there, you hear the voices. Again, as I've said many times, you hear their voices. They are calling to you. They're talking to you. And all you need to do is listen. You know? Yeah. Say that again.
Come see the show.
There it is there. And dates?
May 6th is 7:30. May 7th is 3 p.m.
And there it is
Body
there.
Box. Yep.
So, you know, support the girls.
Thank you.
Support the cause.
Support the culture.
I'm glad that you guys are doing something positive with your life. It's refreshing to see that.
Thanks for
yeah. you know, yeah. so thank you.
Thank you for coming on out.
Right. Thank you for Thanks. Having
thank
us.
You so much. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Have mm-hmm. a nice day. Yeah.
So we're going to go to a break real quick, and this is Tupac. Keep your head up.
Cause ain't nothing worse than when your son wants to know why his daddy don't love him no more. You can't complain, you was helpless. Hell of a hand without a man feeling helpless. Because there's too many things for you to deal with. Dying inside, but outside you're looking fierce. While the tears is rolling down your cheek, is daddy hoping things don't all fall this week? Cause if it did, you couldn't take it. And don't blame me, I was given this world, I didn't make it. And now my son's getting older and older and cold from having the world on his shoulders. While the rich kids are driving bins, I'm still trying to hold on to surviving friends. And it's crazy, it seems I'll never let up. But, please, you got to keep your head up.
I can't hear anything. Oh, y'all hear that? I couldn't hear nothing. I'm on live. Hey, how are you? I'm back. So, you know, I kind of feel like there's something wrong with my headphones, and I just fixed it. Look at that. I'm a mechanic now. So, I'm in the studio by myself. All my guests have gone. I'm sad. Anyway, gives me time to talk about a couple things that have been going on, and you know that I've been seeing going on in the world and around me and things like that. And again, all the violence that's going on, it's horrible. People just stop and just stop it. You know, I am all for defending what it is that you want in life. And, you know, going for it and showing support for it. But how can somebody ask you to look at them a certain way or to respect them in a certain way when what you get in return is violence and chaos and, you know, all the extracurricular things that come along with it? And what I'm talking about is, you know, when these peaceful gatherings come together downtown or wherever they take place, why are you setting cars on fire? What is that? Why would you set a newspaper on stand on fire? The point you're trying to get across is not going to get across with that. I mean, really, it bothers me that people want people to listen, but then there's things like that that go on. And yeah, I've been seeing a lot of it, and I'm disappointed in it. I really am. It bothers me. However, I hope that the message that you're trying to send, I hope it gets out there. I hope that people are listening to you, and I hope that the violence doesn't continue, because it's hurting a whole bunch of people. However, so okay, on to better things and brighter things. So, what's up, Nick? Your mic ain't on.
Delphine.
Okay,
there slacking in there, man.
Yeah, slacking.
It's on now.
It is on.
Because I heard you complain about me.
Okay, so on to bigger, brighter things. So, as everybody knows, I like to talk about my son. Let me put the update out there. He's doing great. He's doing really good in school. His school change was great for him. You know, it's still a struggle, of course, but I'm proud of him. And, you know, if you're listening, I love you, Elijah Ramon, and I'm proud of you and the attitude change that you've had since we've transferred you to where you're at. So I just wanted to let you know that, baby. That's a good thing. You know what I'm saying. So, and hey, and Marshalia too. If you're out there too, I love you too. You know, I can't leave her out. She'll be mad. Nick's over here opening his
hey, man.
Sour Brights, trying to be all quiet. And I'm like, give me my apple crisp. Give me the apple crisp. I'm hungry. I feel like the cookie monster right now. So okay. So I'm going to tell him myself. I went to the store and I went to go get something to snack on. And I saw something. Oh, man. I have a weakness. It's for chewy chocolate chips. Chewy chocolate chips ahoy. I swear I have this weakness for them. And I found them at the store. I got four bags for $1.52. I couldn't believe it. Four bags of chewy chips ahoy for $1.52. I got to go buy them out. I swear to God I do. I got to go buy them out. That was like the highlight of my day, finding these chocolate chip cookies, right. Man. For real. That might be fat, but it's okay. You know, not meaning that somebody out there, because they eat cookies, is fat. I'm not talking about nobody. I'm just saying the metaphor. Just
how happy we got.
Yeah. I don't want nobody taking offense to what I said, you know. But anyway, so, yeah, I, yeah, the walk project that we were doing, the guest I had earlier, she came into our apartments and she was talking to us, and they've actually got some really, really good ideas. But I had gone back in there because I wasn't feeling well. I just got over a jaw infection, and so I went in there and I told her that I was kind of pulling away from the project, because I honestly, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't want the responsibilities. I didn't want to have to go and do all of the responsibilities, because I know how I am. So so yeah, but anyway, when I met her, I was like, oh, this light went off in my head, because for years, my whole life, I've been trying to figure out where the murals on the street came from. I just could never figure it out. You know, like I said earlier, it's like a crop circle. Like one day they're there, mm-hmm. then they're not. Like, I'm like, where do these murals come from? And now I know, and that's really interesting. I'm kind of excited to paint a street. I can't wait. Woo-hoo. You
know. So they're coming to your neighborhood?
They are. One of many. They're going to be in many different neighborhoods. But she particular, I believe, is going to be in the neighborhood right there by between George and Sitton.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to see that. I really am. I've been trying to get... Okay. Nick, get off the phone. Nick was there when I got the cookies for $1.52. I'm telling on him, too. Did you get some?
Yeah,
you guys. We should go buy them out.
I got some right here.
We should go buy them. I do too. A whole bag.
I got mine right in there with Delphine.
I can't wait to eat them. Oh, you got them in there with Delphine. Okay. Yeah. So, okay, look.
They're gone. I ate them all.
Oh, need some vanilla. Need some vanilla ice cream with them. Oh, that's So, okay. I'm watching TV the other day. And you know how I've always told you, Dale, that when I get behind the mic, I just kind of feel free, and it's like a different world for me. So I'm watching TV, and I'm seeing people behind the mic, and they're like laughing and having a good time. And I'm like, these are like celebrity people that are on the radio. And you know, I'm looking, and I'm like feeling kind of envious. Like, I want to be a celebrity radio host.
Right.
For real. I mean, they were having fun and talking about all kinds of, you know, bling, whatever. I can't, bling. That's because this guy kept saying that word, so that's why bling came to mind. However, I want to do that.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Let's do it. We can take this nationwide.
Worldwide.
Worldwide. International. I'm international. That's right.
Yeah, make some money doing it.
Make some
too.
Money. International. Bring absolutely.
Whole,
yeah.
Not bring the whole North, because I don't really.
No, we can't bring the North with us. They got to stay there. Now, I won't forget my roots, but they got to stay home. Sorry. Right. Oh, okay. Well, Ralph, we have Ralph on the phone. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. I just had to say, I like the crunchy Chips Ahoy personally, but I can understand the chewy.
He did it.
I like the chewy. My son likes the crunchy. But
hey, I wanted to ask you, see what your thoughts are. I mean, those May Day riots, like you said, you know, you get nothing accomplished by lighting a newspaper stand on fire. I don't think the people doing that want to do anything other than light things on fire and just cause
chaos,
anarchy, right? The anarchists. So, you know, we've seen that. We saw the protests after Trump was elected. But then we've also seen some really peaceful, positive mm-hmm. protests, the Women's March, the March for Science.
Mm-hmm.
Those anarchists are not showing up to those marches. So what is it about, you know, like May Day, for instance, that brings that element out? That,
right.
You know, like I said, on the Women's Day March, you know, that march was great.
Hmm. Yeah, you're right. And, you know, I briefly watched the news in the morning, just kind of trying to get little bits and pieces. But May Day, I don't know what it is about May Day, but around the nation, people were rioting on May Day. And I don't know. I don't know what it is, why they can't. Yeah, they're not. I'm sure they're not part of the protest or part of the march in the beginning. But it's just, I don't know. I don't get it at all. I really don't.
And the one thing I was unclear with on the May Day March was the positive, we can call them the positive element, the positive protesters. Where were they? It seemed like the march, the protest kind of got out of hand, and no one mm-hmm. was standing up saying, this is not our people, we don't identify with this, we wanted this to be peaceful.
Right.
We heard, you know, the police revoked the permit and mm-hmm. then called it a riot. Whose permit was it? That to me was unclear. I didn't hear anyone in town, none of the news outlets, talking about whose permit it was to begin with.
Right. I didn't actually even hear about any kind of marches or anything like that until, like, the day before. I wasn't really thinking there was going to be any kind of riots or anything like that, and then I hear that the marches are coming. But yeah, I guess it started out, I wasn't down there, but I have friends that were down there shopping, and they got locked in the malls, and the windows were being busted out. And you know, there's always those people in all groups that just want to come and mess it up for the positive ones. But yeah, I don't get it. I just don't. And then they want us to, they want the message to be positive, but look what happens. And yeah, where are the ones that came out and was like, hey, you know, this is supposed to be our peaceful march. Why are you doing that? You know, why are you setting the police car on fire? What's wrong? We lost Ralph.
Yeah, Ralph, come back if you would like to keep talking with us.
Absolutely. But and he's right, though. Where are the people?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you? This is your march. This is your peaceful march. And here come these people trying to destroy it and destroy the message that you want to get out. So, yeah, I mean, I can't go to things like that because I get angry real quick. And I can't have that small space in people. And I know that about myself. But when I watch it on TV, it really angers me. It does, because I try to fight for such positive things for our kids' futures and our youth. And here, you know, we try to put a message out there and people, whoever they may be, want to come and destroy it. And then nobody wants to, you know, look at it in a positive light anymore, because look what they're doing. It's not worth it. They're costing more money to the city being like that than it is for us to just have a peaceful march.
I've been trying to figure out what that noise was. I just saw the fan.
Oh, yeah, it's a fan. I get hot. I start sweating.
I was wondering what it was, trying to see if someone's overheating.
Oh, yeah. I'm overheating. I get hot. I told you earlier, you know, I shake somebody's hand and I get hot. Start sweating. It's crazy. And it was 50,000 degrees outside today. But, yeah, so, Ralph, I'm glad you called. And if you have something you want to talk about, or you have a what's the word I'm looking for, Nick? An idea or whatever it may be, you got something to say, call me, because I would like to hear it. Okay. We got ED on the phone. Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. So I've been told that you were there at the protest. Yes. Okay. Well, let me be correct. What do I call it? Was it a march? A protest?
First we had a rally at Shemansky Park.
Right.
We had over 50 organizations, part of a coalition that spent months planning this,
mm-hmm.
with over 52 people of color, part of the organizing and planning. And it was correlating, you know, the century of annual celebration of labor rights and immigrant rights and standing up against police brutality. That's what May Day has been internationally ever since the Haymarket massacre. So that's kind of like the theme of what May Day has been since the Haymarket massacre.
Okay.
In which Pinkerton private security, you know, big hired goons, private police that later became the FBI, were hired by the factory and mill work employers to keep the workers from unionizing. So in Chicago, they had said, okay, by May 1st, we're going to have this action. We want to have, you know, this improvement. And, you know, the people working 12 to 18-hour days, losing their fingers, hands, arms, you know, it was a very horrific. The meat factories, the meat sometimes included people's flesh. You know, they were very dangerous places. So there's a lot of work to try to have this done. And then about 20,000 people, which is huge for Chicago back in those days, united workers and union organizers and allies. And then there was a flyer going around that we think was put out by the Pinkertons to pretend to be the union, you know, like stick up dynamite threat. Mm-hmm. And so few protesters, folks came because they were afraid that there was going to be, you know, the bad protesters and the bad cops. So this has been used from the French Revolution on, police pretending to be protesters, being infiltrators, provocateurs, saboteurs, pretending to be protesters, causing problems, to divide and conquer, to turn the so-called good protester against the so-called bad protester, or saying that all protesters are bad, which is part of what I was hearing in my interpretation of what you were saying on the radio. So I wanted to call in and say, well, there's a history of the police pretending to be protesters, throwing things that were not thrown. The police said this is a riot when there was not a riot. The police said that there was Molotov cocktails. There were none. The police said that they were throwing dangerous fluids. They were not. The police said they're throwing bombs. They were not. All the video shows that those claims by the cops were absolutely wrong. Now, there were rocks thrown later on, and there were things put in the middle of the road, put on fire, and there were flares. Now, some of that was done by police pretending to be protesters, and some of it was done by black bloc protesters who may not have been police. But a legitimate reason for some of that was the police had come up behind and been threatening all along the black bloc. The black bloc is a philosophy and a strategy where there's a unity. In fact, there were three shopping carts of black widows to represent, like, an analogy of how people see the anarchists. People imagine they're dangerous and bad when they're not. They're vilified, they're maligned, people are scared of them.
So what you're saying is the people that did do those things, are you saying that they came from the groups that were originally doing the rally, or were they people who were just trying to destroy what it was that people were trying
the
to get out there?
The police were trying to destroy the it values was, and purpose. We were holding, trying to help police accountable and to have workers' rights and to have unity and to have solidarity with immigrants and human rights.
Gotcha.
And pro-democracy. So the police were undermining that. The police were threatening people. They get paid one and a half or double time, I don't know what it is, to be dressed up scaring people from different jurisdictions. And so they were all about escalating, scaring, dividing.
Yeah.
Now, there was
I'm going to have to cut you short. I'm sorry. I have other callers.
Beneficial, a good reason for slowing down the cops.
Thank you for calling.
We're threatening.
We have Deanna on the phone. Oh. Hello, we have Paul. Are you there? Mm. Okay, so they hung up. That's great. I'm sorry to have cut you off, but we don't have very much time left. So, but I want to make something clear. By no means am I saying that the peaceful rally that was started and the different... What I do know is there was different agencies or different protests that were going on. There was different marches for different things all at one time. But by any means, I don't want to say that, you know, anybody that had started in those marches or those rallies were, like, bad. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is that if we as people want someone who, you know, makes the laws or whatever to listen and to understand what it is that we're trying to tell them, and this is my opinion, setting a fire and yelling and screaming and throwing rocks and breaking windows out of stores is not the way to do it. And that's all I'm saying. It doesn't matter who it is that's doing it. It's just, it's not the way to get the word that you want out positively, you know. So, I mean, and it is a fact that they did light the car on fire. And, you know, it's a fact that there were newspaper things on fire in the street. And it is a fact that stores got their windows busted out. And that's not the type of thing that, at least for me, that I want to portray to somebody who I'm trying to have change happen, you know. So if I offended somebody, I will apologize for that, but I don't apologize for the words that I use. That's my opinion, and that's how I feel. I would love to be the one to speak at one of these rallies, because, you know, I got a lot to say, and I have a powerful voice when it comes to it. And I won't, but because of who I am, I can't do it, but I would love to. So again, if I offended somebody, please don't let that be offensive or offend you, because that's not what my intentions are. That's simply my opinion. And as I've stated in the past, that everybody has an entitlement to their own opinion, whether I like it or anybody else. So we're almost out of time here. On a completely different note, I want to say, what? Go ahead.
Nothing. We're ready to wrap up.
Okay. So I want to say that I have made a small change in my life as far as my food goes, and I've realized something. I don't do the diet thing or anything like that, real quick, but I realized something that when you eat something, it's not necessarily what you eat. You see, I have these potato skins here. I love potato skins. And I was looking at this like, really, Mary, you bought a bag of loaded potato skin potato chips. And then I'm thinking about it and I'm like, I don't eat this very often. You know, so it dawned on me that if I wanna have four or five potato skin potato chips, I can have four or five potato skin potato chips. As long as I don't eat four or five bags of potato skin potato chips, right? So I made a little change, and I'll keep the progress up to see if I can make myself a little healthier, and I can show you guys. You know, I got weighed in, and I was weighing a little too much, and I had my heart rate was up there when I was suffering the jaw infection. They found out that my heart high blood pressure a little bit. So, yeah, I kind of got to work that out. So, we'll see. It's going to be a struggle. I like my junk food. So, you know, I like my soda. So, it's going to be a struggle for me, but I'm going to do it. So, you know, wish me all the luck in the world. We'll see. You know, my Twinkies are my favorite, though.
Good luck, Mary.
Thank you very much, Delphine. But I just want to say, I love all of you.
A noose around my neck, and it's A&A to reach its A's. It really is a blessing. Oppression and depression got me stressing with this lesson. Is God trying to tell me something? If he is, then what's the message? I'm trying to get this money for my brother who's a college kid. Crying to myself, like, thank the Lord God he really did it. Leading by example wasn't hard, and plus I dated women. Taught them all I know, and 2 years later, I'm an auntie figure. Now what's the difference if I'm sinning in this contradiction? Trying to right my wrongs, but I go left and miss the whole picture. Hazy vision, cause I'm blazing, hanging in the trenches. Praying that I make it, yes, the living in the same conditions. That's far-fetching, double-minded, having double standard, double temptation in my face. My kryptonite is damaged. They say, if you knew better, you would do better. But I know I'm still living up and do whatever. My daddy's gone and my mama, she's my backbone. Like every time I fall off, I always go back home. Headed down the road of truth or death up in my rear view. It's time to make a change, the end of days is coming up soon. Raised to be a Christian, but was bred to be a goon. Was taught from the streets, but I never learned from school. Now it's time to pay my dues with my head held high. Cause in reality, we all just living to die. So I'm 10 toes down, trying to steer from my demise. Steadily claiming that I'm through, but you can see it in my eyes. Hey, as time flies, I think I'm learning from my every move. To make it in this life, you gotta sacrifice to lose. That's the truth. I'm lying, you can stop me now. I'm standing tall, so you can never ever break me down. God got me, you don't. You a lying, he won't. You a fake and he can't. And that's the friend that I want. You non-believers, I don't get it. You say he's a fraud. Yet every time you get in trouble, you say, oh my God. Would you die for everybody to have a clean slate? Or get beaten until we couldn't recognize your face? Now I don't think so. It's time to wake up and look around, because the devil's trying to take us. I know I'm not perfect, but tell me who is. You couldn't judge me if you wanted. Leave the judging to him. I know I'm going on the whim to get the ignorant to listen. God gave me your word, now it's time to do my mission. I don't get it. Is my pigment such a bad thing? Are we in our last days or a bad dream? This world is contributions so confusing and it's complex. We living just to die, so I'm wondering, am I next? Yeah.